Well, it's been making headlines for the last 3 or 4 months. One of the biggest stories in the country, and that is a, well, in her words, an escort service, in the media's words, a call girl operation, much smaller in D.C. than the mail operations, which the politicians really like. But they've gone after her. And so she's standing up and saying, I'm releasing this phone list because this is extremely hypocritical. And she joins us to spend a full hour with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll take 30 minutes of calls on this subject. Jean, thank you so much for having the courage to come on the radio.
Fighting me.
We're going to break here in about 3 minutes, but in this short segment, just for those that don't know your story or your side of it, just in a nutshell, tell us basically what's happened.
Well, from what I gather, and I'll try to compress it as much as I possibly can because it's a very convoluted and detailed story, but from what I gather, I was under investigation more or less, and it could have been prior to this, but more or less from March or so of 2004 until last October 4th of 2006 when there was a raid conducted on my home, a search warrant executed upon my home. Now, I'm using the word investigated or investigation rather loosely here. It does not appear to have been an investigation into prostitution-related services or activities since, oh, by the way, prostitution is not a federal crime. It is left for the states in the lower state courts, I might say, to adjudicate. However, what appears
it's a local vice issue.
It's a local vice issue, absolutely. What appears to have taken place, however, is some sort of a gathering of evidence on Deborah Jean Palfrey, sort of a la J. Edgar Hoover style. Personal information, financial information, and the like. There does not appear to have been any sort of actual investigation from what I gather, and I am 10 months into this now, and I've gone through a civil process, now I'm into a criminal process.
Well, I'll tell you, from what I've seen in the past, and just instinctively I've seen this before, they may have been tracking what was going on with your business to use that without your knowledge for higher-ups to actually blackmail people.
That's kind of my thinking, or something as nefarious as that.
Mm-hmm.
Or something as nefarious as that.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we believe has occurred.
Ah, you don't see that in the media. Please continue.
No, you sure don't, and you're very on point with that observation. Why did they pull the trigger on October 4 last year? I mean, I could still be ongoing here, except I did a couple of unusual things last year, which I think whoever they are that were watching me became very concerned. Last July, I put my house of 15, 16 years on the market. Simultaneously, within a few weeks, early August of last year, I closed my business, the one in question, Pamela Martin and Associates, which I had operated nonstop for 13 years. In some people's eyes, it would have been perceived as an unexpected move.
So they thought maybe you were planning to kind of leave the mafia, and they don't ever let you leave, kind of.
You know that's another very good observation. You know, as long as the status quo was ongoing, because I was so reliable, I was so dependable, I ran such a nice service, sort of in the style of the Mayflower Madam from New York from back in the 1980s. No drugs. We paid our taxes every year, believe it or not. Everything was just so nicely done, and then I all of a sudden quit.
Yeah, they got paranoid, and then the wicked flee when none pursueth, basically because they were paranoid. Now they've triggered what they were worried about. Or perhaps they were trying to trigger a chain of events because they had assessed you to cause you to stand up and fight back against them because they had assessed you psychologically to run now a massive blackmailing operation. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our guest. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. TerrorStorm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. TerrorStorm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back in late 2001, when Fox News did a three-part series on Israeli spy rings in connection with 9/11, that was done for a reason. That was a threat. Whether it was Fox saying, give me more licenses, or get off my back, or don't audit me, as they were being at the time, or whether that was the Bush administration saying something to Israel. When you see the New York Post come out and say, that, 3 years ago, that the Bohemian Grove buses in $2,000 an hour gay porn stars to service our Christian conservative leaders at Bohemian Grove, that's being done as a threat. That's being done for a reason. So we have to look at some of the wider aspects of this and bring that into cue. Was this the feds on their own, some lower echelon, thinking that she was just a money launderer going after her? Did they know? Or is it something bigger to flesh out fear, to start some chain of events of blackmail? Or were they worried because she was selling her house, getting out of the business, and you're not allowed to ever leave La Cosa Nostra, even if you've just been doing business with them on the side and aren't even a made member? And by La Cosa Nostra, I mean the larger WASP mob. Jean Palfrey is our guest. She's the big D.C. madam, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got the floor. Please continue.
Well, I wasn't part of the boys crowd here. You know, I if I was a member, I didn't know I was a member. Let me clarify.
Well, that's what
that.
I mean. But I mean, once you've done a bit, exactly. But I'm saying once you've done business, once you become a fixture, they get real scared once they see you leave.
You know, and I think that's exactly what happened, because not only did I put my house on the market in late July, unexpectedly closed the business in early August, a few months later I wired $70,000 on September 28th to Germany to buy a small retirement flat, a 100,000 euro flat, which is about $125,000. And this wire transfer was picked up on this Bush terrorist tracking program, all wires going into and out of the country, because the next day, what appeared to have been, and again, I use the word investigation very loosely, would appear to have been some sort of 2.5-plus-year, 31-month investigation at this point in time. The next day, on September 29th, the feds went into warp mode, made plane reservations, and within a few days, the following Tuesday, October 3rd, we had two postal inspectors. I had two postal inspectors, Agent Joe Clark and Agent Maria Cuvion, calling my realtor. Now, keep in mind, my house is on the market. The for sale sign is in the front yard. Calling my realtor while I'm in Germany closing escrow on my little retirement flat, asking my realtor if they could see the property that afternoon. Now, they were not identifying themselves as postal agents from the United States Postal Inspector's Office. They were identifying themselves as Joe and Maria, a couple.
Yeah, that's extremely illegal for the feds without a warrant to use some trick like calling your realtor to get in your house.
They were identifying themselves as Joe and Maria, a couple being transferred from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco. They loved my neighborhood. They loved my house. Could they see the house that afternoon? They had to see it that afternoon. Well, my agent had to tell them that her client was in Europe for another week, and that, two, her client would not allow the house to be seen without being present, and she did not have a key. At this point in time, I surmise that these two postal inspector agents, Joe Clark and Maria Cuvion, who flew cross-country from Washington, D.C., especially for this little event, to get into my property, I believe for a little look-see, a little fishing expedition, I think they panicked at that point because that's when they went up to Sacramento, which is about an hour drive from where I live. They went to a magistrate. They got and obtained, unbelievably obtained, a search warrant based upon information 3 to 5 years old. Now, for your listening audience who may not understand the probable cause that's necessary time-wise for a warrant, rarely are warrants issued on information any older than 6 months anywhere in this country in any type of situation. They went to this magistrate. They got a warrant based upon information 3 to 5 years old, written in third person by Agent Maria Cuvion.
And that's all because of the new anti-terror paradigm. That's how you originally had your wire transferred intercepted, was their own terror system.
That's right. That's right. There's no question. There was no, in other words, there was no warrant at my bank, which was the Wells Fargo Bank at the time, where I made the wire transfer from a money market account to an escrow agent over in Germany, the $70,000. There wasn't a probable cause.
And by the way, anybody in 2 seconds could have gone and looked at that file and known that it was for a house, that it was an escrow agent.
You would think. Nonetheless, they were able to obtain this warrant, this search warrant from this magistrate in Sacramento. They came in the next morning. They executed it on Wednesday, October 4th, apparently, from what I understand, because, again, I was not here, there were a dozen-plus agents swarming all over this property. I can only assume with dogs. It was quite the sight to see, from what I understand.
And, in fact, didn't your security company call you, and they said that when they called, there was an agent on the phone? Tell that story.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny because, you know, when I realized what might be going on, I immediately checked my messages, and my messages said that there was a phone call from ADT Security. So I immediately contacted ADT Security, and I said to them, what's happening? And they said, well, we just called, and when the person picked up the phone, it was a man. It wasn't a woman. It wasn't you, Ms. Palfrey. It was a man. And the man, when we asked the man for your password and what he was doing in the property, he could not give us your password or code. And we said, we are calling the police. And it's at that point that the man, who was Agent Joe Clark, I believe, said, don't bother. We are the police.
Now, how many different agencies were there? How many different federal departments?
There were at least two that I know of. There were the postal inspectors, and there was the IRS. And let me state for the record here, this is not a tax evasion case. This is not a tax case. I'm not being charged with tax evasion or any sort of tax violation. I paid my taxes every March, April, never once audited, never once questioned.
Well, they have some of the most unconstitutional powers, so they're regularly used.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Now, they've set the precedent to basically ignore the Bill of Rights. So where did it go from there?
Well, they, of course, pulled the trigger. They froze all my property, all my assets, real estate, bank accounts, retirement accounts, brokerage accounts. They wiped me out. They left me basically indigent. At this point in time, I get back to the United States. Long story short, I get back to the United States about a week later as scheduled. I had no idea what was going on. I thought when I actually landed at Dulles, of all places, in Washington, D.C., to clear customs, I was going to be arrested and taken into custody. At this point in time, it was only my property which had been arrested. Nonetheless, I got back to the United States, was able to hire an attorney within a week or so, Mr. Sibley. I'm sure you've seen and heard of him in the news.
Sure.
He came to my rescue. He's one of the leading civil asset forfeiture attorneys in the country. He explained to me what I was being charged with. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the government could do something like
that. Now, let's make this clear, though. They grab everything you've got so you can't even defend yourself before you've ever even been in a court of law facing a jury. So they take everything you've got first, guilty until proven innocent.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And if you have any money left over, most attorneys, almost all attorneys, and this is why I think Mr. Sibley is just an angel who came to my rescue, most attorneys will not touch your case because if you ultimately lose, the government can take back that money from the attorney who you gave it to. So if they missed anything and you give an attorney the missed money, the attorney may have to ultimately forfeit that
if
the case is lost.
Now, by the way this works is it started with British law and admiralty being able to seize enemy ships or other neutral ships aiding the enemy.
Absolutely
then,
right.
Then they brought it here. It's not constitutional. They just do it.
And
it's getting worse and worse and worse. Go ahead, please.
So I hired Mr. Sibley. He comes to my rescue. He says, calm down, Gene. You have a great case here. I don't understand what's going on. He tries to get discovery. He tries to get the government to talk to him. The government won't speak to him. The government won't give him discovery. The government even stood him up for an appointment. One of the first things he says to me is, Gene, I've been in this business for 25 years. I'm an expert in civil asset forfeiture. I have never seen a case like this. He said, usually the government is so anxious to tell you what they've got against the client, they practically throw it in your face. Here, they won't tell me anything. They won't speak to me. They won't do anything. We go back and forth, trying to get them to talk to us, trying to submit motions to the court. We go through this process for 5 months. It's getting more and more profound as the weeks and months are going by. Finally, the government, seeing that we are not going to bend and I am not going to deal in any way, shape, or form, because we're going to the government saying, look, what is it that you want? Do you want her to be queen for the day? Does she have some sort of information that you need, say something about terrorism, maybe terrorists who might have used her service? She'll come forward. You don't have to do this to her. She'll come forward of her own free will and volition. But the government wouldn't take our offers. We came to them 3 times. We went to them in late October, early November. We went back to them in mid-January.
Well, to break this down, folks.
And then in February.
Sure. I mean, to break this down, your mainline topless bars are basically, they're real business. Most of them is prostitution. But the owners aren't even involved in it. They've got the girls. The girls are there because if they want to, they can go sleep with somebody for money. And, I mean, is that a fair way of boiling down really what these escort services are as well?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. But what I would say to the question of here is, it doesn't even matter if prostitution is legal or illegal.
Because the feds are involved, that's not even their purview. Why did this happen? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, this is not even of relevance. This is almost a smoke and mirrors game.
No, I understand. So that's my question. Why are they so interested in you? Why did they do this? It's a riddle, but I think we can unravel it. Stay there, Gene, on the other side. I want to continue to go through this with you. Then I want to talk about why you've gone public, why you've released the phone numbers, and where you think this is going in the future. Then we'll also open the phones up for our guests. We've got a link up to her website as well at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 23rd, 2007. Gold, $682.50. An ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.31, $347.45 for half, $173.73 for quarter. That's $704.31, $347.45, and $173.73. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736, and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
So we've got the neocon government, the liberal government, they're all the same. Just mainline hookers are more common than water fountains, as they've said, in Washington, D.C. and across the country, especially with the elites. I mean, it's come out about the CIA director, remember? Gosh, up there at the Watergate with the whole floor. One floor was the women, the next floor was the gambling and the booze and the drugs. Deborah Jean Palfrey was doing paled in significance. So why the bizarre activities here? And I have to tell you, and I'm not sure of this, but probability-wise, it fits the MO
of some intelligence group, some substrata. There's a bunch of different mafias that all are within the system, kind of nexus at the top, though, that are using this as a massive fleshing exercise. I think probably arresting her with some shot across or going after seizing her assets with some shot across the bow at somebody. And now it looks like it's gotten out of control. And sometimes it's the smallest bungles that bring systems down. This could be like the Watergate burglary. It could have just been some overzealous government agents, postal inspectors wanting a terrorism collar and bumping into the big D.C. madam. We've got links up to her website. We can learn more, see the phone numbers, and also try to help her in her defense. And she's certainly having her rights violated. And you can do that at Deborah Jean Palfrey, P-A-L-F-E. That's Deborah Jean Palfrey, Palfrey.com. Or just go to InfoWars.com. We got a big link right there underneath her picture. Deborah, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. But just getting down to the meat and potatoes here, why did you decide to go ahead and put these phone numbers out? Because I mean, obviously you're not stupid. You've been around the block. These are the type of people that will make you have an accident. Now, in the words of Jennifer Flowers, Bill Clinton's girlfriend or bimbo, she went on Larry King Live and Hardball and said that they're killing people. And they said, why are you saying that? They'll kill you. And she said, no, I'm going public. I'm putting all my cards on the table. That protects me, which in my experience, it actually is the safer course. But let me ask you, why did you decide to go public?
Well, I decided to go public for two reasons. One, the hypocrisy aspect, and that's being played out with Senator Vitter and certainly was played out with Randall Tobias a couple of months ago. And for all the very things that you are alleging right now, you are saying everything that my attorney and I and others behind the scenes have been saying for quite a while now. The two reasons, the hypocrisy and the susceptibility to blackmail.
I mean, you could be blackmailed forever, and then there's all these powerful people that are afraid of what info's coming out. You're the only one that can really confirm if that number was accurate. Yeah, you had to go public.
In some respects, I did. I have not feared for my life. I feel that I'm being protected somehow, some way here, either by God or by somebody. Thus far, I'm fine. But you're absolutely right. By putting the numbers out there, that's it. There's nothing more that they could have take from me or get from me.
Did you ever see any evidence that somebody high up was trying to get the pressure off of you?
No, nobody has come to my rescue. Absolutely no one.
So they use a service, but then they're more than happy to flush you down the toilet.
It seems that way. It sure seems that way. I had the 10,000 or so clients who, it's estimated, used my service, and the 133 or so women who apparently worked for me over the years, not one, except for a gal who worked for me in the mid-90s, has come forward to say, I want to help you.
Now, why don't they arrest Fox News reporter? Why don't they, Jeff Gannon, why don't they go get him? I mean, he was bringing male prostitutes in. He does gay video. He was running a string of horses under him. Why haven't they arrested the Fox News reporter?
Well, you know, why haven't they arrested the hundreds and hundreds of other escort services that have been in operation all along from the onset of my debacle last October until now, and on all the ones that were in operation prior to this? You know, they haven't gone after anyone but me. They haven't gone after the clients. They haven't gone after the girls. And they haven't gone after the hundreds of other agencies, services, businesses, independents in the Washington and D.C. Baltimore areas.
Just a question. I know you ran women, but it just seems from my study and what we keep seeing pop up that Republicans tend to be more on the gay side than Democrats.
I don't know about that. I seem to think that as well by reading news reports. But my agency was strictly a heterosexual agency, women for men.
Well, that may be the problem. That probably upsets some people high up in the administration. All right, we'll be right back. Maybe you weren't providing what they liked. All right, I'm going to... It's just unbelievable. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with a lady who's got a lot of courage, whether she knows it or not. She's Jean Palfrey, and you can simply go to InfoWars.com and link through to her site. Stay with us. Lots of other key questions and answers straight ahead in your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Our guest has agreed to stay with us to about 20 minutes into the next hour, so we have more time to take your calls. Your calls are coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, specifically on the D.C. Madam case and just overall espionage using sex as their main mode. And I tell you, the stuff going on here is extremely tame compared to what's going on right now at Bohemian Grove in Northern California, so it's a mystery as to why this all happened, but it has the marks of espionage and blackmail all over it. Now, before we go back to our guest, I want to tell all the listeners about Storable Foods. Now, it's not that you're living in fear that you do this. You do this because you're in charge. You're taking control of your life. I have three separate purchases of food I've made in the last 8-9 years. One of them is only a few months old. The other is about 8 years old. They last more than 10 years. High-quality, storable foods. If there's a hurricane or a depression or a breakdown of society, all the things we hear about, I can eat my investment. In fact, some of my stuff got to be about 5 years old. I just gave it away to family, and they're going to use it when they're camping out and eating or for another 4 or 5 years if they have an emergency. I mean, this is a type of insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, the oldest continual company in the United States, the J. Michael Stevens Group, and I certainly hope that you'll give them a call. I mean, look at the Superdome. Look at what happened in New Orleans. If you don't have food, the government can bring in total control over you and your family, and they're openly talking about using food as a weapon. They're talking about really cracking down on this country. I hope it doesn't happen. The point is, if it does, I'm ready. And you need to give them a call. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never turn your guns in to get food if you have the storable foods. And it's 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. And you can call up, get a catalog, food samples, things like that. It's so important. Also, it's just going crazy at the bookstore right now at InfoWars.com. And I'm glad because we need to get this information out. The late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, we have it for $19.95. I heard it being sold on the radio this morning for $28. It's $26 in stores. $19.95 at InfoWars.com. The late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, the European Union, was put into place incrementally over 50 years, and now it's happening here with a North American union, not by the citizens of the member states. It's being done by stealth, and Dr. Jerome Corsi's done a fabulous job putting all this together. The late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, available at a discounted price out of the gates at InfoWars.com. Also, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, final cut, the special edition I put out 1 year after the first release, is available at InfoWars.com. And now shipping, ladies and gentlemen, now shipping, and your orders are going out on, within 24 hours. We've got a great shipping department here. Terror Storm now available, Loose Change, second edition, American Freedom to Fascism, discounted massively, all at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. All right, Paul and Texas and many others that are holding. We're going to get to your calls in a few minutes, but I want to go back to our guests. Gene, any other facets or areas I haven't brought up or important points or parts of the story that people should know about?
Oh, well, there are many. But I think you're hitting on the main aspects here of how truly twisted and puzzling and bizarre this situation is. This is not a case about prostitution. It never was, it isn't now, and it never will be. There's something very rotten at the core of all this. And yes, there is something that comes to mind. Why hasn't this case really come to light? And it still hasn't come to light, even as we speak. The mainstream media pays no attention to this. My attorney, Mr. Sibley, my civil attorney, Mr. Sibley and I have persisted for months and months and months trying to get this story out. Nobody wants to listen to us in the mainstream media. Interestingly, when we put the records out for availability the other week, the Washington Post nor the New York Times came to us. Very few of the main media outlets or the press came to us.
Well, that's because half of them use similar services, and that's what's so hypocritical. They'll stand by while you that just ran an escort service, and again, we're not debating the moral things here, folks. We're just, you know, putting it out there. They can all use it, and they can all be involved, and then they're not going to say a word while you're being ruined.
I don't understand why they are not coming forward, because we keep telling them that there is more to this story than prostitution, that this is a very peculiar situation that involves constitutional and civil rights abuses. Please look at it. They just don't seem to be interested.
Well, I mean, they're bought and paid for by the same military-industrial complex that runs brothels right there at the Watergate right now 24/7. So, I mean, we know why they're not doing this, and they know it goes all the way to the top. The question is, why did they initiate this and force you to then defend yourself?
Well, you know, your point a little while ago about how this should never have come out, that this was something bungled, like the Watergate burglary was bungled years ago. And if it wasn't for the bungled burglary, perhaps Watergate never would have surfaced. This may be a very similar situation that I still contend, and I will continue to contend for forever, most likely, that Joe and Maria came out here only on a fishing expedition, and when they couldn't gain access to my property, because I was in Germany, the realtor couldn't let them in, that's when they made, I believe, the fatal mistake when they went up to Sacramento and got the search warrant. And how they got that search warrant based upon information 3 to 5 years old, I have no idea.
It's amazing. And, I mean, I know you're not here talking about names or ratting out. You're just putting out the phone numbers that were brought into the court case. But, I mean, how high or any other little tidbits you can give us you haven't yet talked about, how high does this go or any other facets?
Well, you know, I don't know how high it goes. I'm learning more about my clients through the media than I probably knew about them during the 13 years that I actually knew them. But we now know it goes as high as at least a United States senator. I'm hearing rumors of similar from other people that there are other possibilities in that stratosphere, so to speak, on that level. I don't know. I do know that there are a tremendous amount of lobbyists. There are all sorts of people, I think, here who, and I estimate anywhere between a couple of dozen to 100 or so people who are will be noteworthy individuals exposed before this is all over. But most of these people are sort of like a Harlan Ullman or Randall Tobias. Harlan Ullman was Mr. Shock and Awe, and Randall Tobias was the former Deputy Secretary of State. Not household names, but the people who are really the movers and shakers in Washington.
Yeah, the actual technocrats that are really pulling the string, setting the policy.
That's right. And I anticipate anywhere between a few dozen to 100 or so. Are there going to be some big names that come out of this? I wouldn't doubt it. I really wouldn't doubt it. You know, we also have, you know, not off to the side here, we have Mr. Larry Flynt, who has his own little operation going on. He's trying to out various hypocrites. He is not connected to me except through a mutual acquaintance. Other than that, Mr. Flynt is off doing more or less his own thing here. And he claims, according to his statement on Larry Flynt the other night, he claims that there are approximately 30 or so individuals who he is going to be bringing forward. And this is coming from that Washington Post ad that he put out about a month and a half or so ago. He started with 300 solid leads, and he is down to about 30 or so. 300 leads, and he's down to about 30 or so solid leads now.
Well, I've known a lot of young women who I grew up around in Dallas and Austin, Texas, who moved to D.C. or ended up in D.C., and they said they were propositioned repeatedly to join, you know, these things. That it's such a big industry there that, I mean, there is, I mean, what is it about Washington that they seem to have, you know, like kind of like New Orleans is known for this as well, but also, you know, the biggest consumers of alcohol. Why is it, why does D.C. such a big consumer of the sex trade?
Well, you know, I don't know if it is or if it isn't. I don't know if it's any different from Atlanta or any other city or town in this country, although perhaps it might be because of power, you know, because of the power, because there is the money there. You know, Randall Tobias, you know, the arrogance also. He made the statement, ordering an escort is like ordering a pizza. It's no more difficult. I mean, there's a certain amount of arrogance and power with some of these folks. So maybe there's a point that, you know, it may be a more active city in this regard.
Well, obviously, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's the money. It's the power. Where does it go from here? I mean, what are you hoping to see resolve? What would you, I mean, in a perfect world, how would things remedy themselves?
Well, I have an excellent case. You know, I really have an excellent case on so many levels and in so many ways, and I have numerous motions before the court right now, any one of which could kill this case quickly. It's before, all these motions are before Judge Gladys Kessler. Judge Kessler is a 70-ish-year-old woman about to retire. The protege of Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg. She comes from that old school. She's a Clinton appointee, Harvard grad, brilliant woman, a very patient and methodical woman. I have a great deal of faith in this woman that she is going to infuse some sanity in this situation. She is the lady who did lift the injunction on the phone records, and that was a mighty brave move on her part, and she understood what the ramifications of that move would be.
Total, how many, I mean, what's the dollar amount on the assets they've got stolen from you?
About $1.5 million, perhaps a little bit more, $1.75 million, depending upon market value.
So we're talking $1.5 million plus here. How's your legal defense fund going?
Well, I'm not accepting any money from that. We're redoing the site as we speak, and we're taking the legal defense part off of there. I took some monies for the first month or so, and after taking some $5 and $10 donations from people who you knew, who I knew, $5 and $10 meant a lot to, I just decided, you know, I can't do this in good conscience. However, the court has appointed, because I am an indigent person, the court has appointed a first-rate attorney to me, Preston Burton, a criminal attorney. He represented Monica Lewinsky during the Bill Clinton impeachment. He also represented Robert Hansen, the fellow of the FBI, bad actor, the recent movie Breach, and he also represented Aldrich James back in the 90s. So this woman has been very, very good to me, Judge Kessler. She's appointed...
Sounds like they've appointed you a pretty high-powered...
She sure did. She appointed about as good an attorney as I could get to get me, I hope, get me the representation that I need to give her, I hope, the tools that she needs to help us all get out of this.
Well, it sounds like that lawyer's got some big connections. You're going to find out real quick if the establishment wants this to go away.
I think that Judge Kessler, more than anything, is a very fair woman. Again, she did lift the injunction on the court record or on the phone records. That was a big statement right then and there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Burton has written some fabulous legal motions.
Have you been in court? Have you seen these different government federal agents? Have you talked to them and asked why?
Oh, sure. I've put faces to names long ago, and they're all about 30 years of age, give or take.
Now, they got a huge crop of really young agents out there, don't they?
They sure do. And that's what amazed me, because when I kept seeing these names, Troy Burrows from the IRS and Maria Cuvion from the Postal Inspector's Office, I mean, I was imagining in my mind 35, 40-plus-year-old men and women. And when I met them, they were about 28 years of age. If they are any older, I mean, I would be floored. I mean, they look 21.
Well, I'm not knocking young people. I mean, I'm pretty young.
But you don't have, you need some expertise.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean,
this kind of a situation.
The image of an FBI agent or a high-level IRS criminal investigator is, you know, 55-year-old man or woman, gray hair, real serious. And no, I've been out at events and covered things and seen it. And I mean, Secret Service that look like babies and FBI that look like babies. And they're literally gum chewing, almost nose-picking adolescence. I mean, I don't know the shift that's taken place, but it's frightening.
It is frightening. And when I saw them, I thought, oh, my God, this is why you jumped the gun and went up to Sacramento and got that search warrant. They made a very foolish mistake.
Well, they're using all these anti-terror powers just in routine cases that, as you said, aren't even federal.
That's correct. And you have to think about it for just a second. If, let's say, these folks are not 28, but they're 30 or 31, and they've spent the last 5 or 6 years under this administration, they've been working under this administration their entire career, for all intents and purposes, since they got out of college or graduate school in their mid-20s or so. They know no other way. And, of course, you couple that with the arrogance, and we were all 28 and 30 at one time or another, the arrogance of your average 28 or 30-year-old with power. My God, it's a scary thought. It doesn't take much to realize that you can get to the point where I'm at right now. Muzzled mistakes.
With great power comes great responsibility. David in California, you're our first caller for our guest. Go ahead.
And I've been waiting to talk to you for a long time. Sandra Day O'Connor was talking today about those terror things and people being able to search without the warrants and what they have done to you. And you're very brave. And I hope your lawyer gets as much publicity as he did when he was with Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, I'm sure he is. But you know, Mr. Burton is a very modest man. Believe it or not, he shies away from the press.
I believe, and that's probably the smarter way to do it, especially right now with the press, what they're doing. In fact, you say how young these kids are. They're easily you can mold them that young. In fact, if you notice how they're doing the campaign on CNN through YouTube, I actually watch them talk to these kids, and they treat them like little kids that don't know anything.
They're supposed to be a man or a woman by the time you're 18. People were 100 years ago, but now I meet a lot of 30-year-old children. And it's like arrested development. But do you have a question specifically for our guest?
Actually, I just got a question as far as how we're gonna fix the whole problem. We need to just band together. I'm going through my neighborhood, just in case something does happen, and they do try to implement martial law. And we're gonna get together, and we're gonna make sure that they can't come and take us away.
That's important. God bless you. It's gonna be more of an incremental martial law, I think. Fred in Philadelphia, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, the DC madam.
Right. I want to talk about the guise of terrorism or the pretext of terrorism to really have financial control and prevent any accumulation of capital.
Well, Bush just signed an executive order, and I've talked to top lawyers just over the weekend, and my interpretation was correct, so was Dr. Roberts, that they can start seizing property if you protest the war. Now, let's see them try that, but the point is...
Well, what I meant is that when she when your guest had the wire transfer, that apparently was a motivation to then move into action.
And notice it was warrantless. They're just looking at everything. Comments on that, Gene?
Oh, yeah, there's no question that the wire transfer was the trigger, because for 2.5 years, 31 months prior to that, they did absolutely nothing. And I think when I wired the money, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, and they sort of panicked and wondered, what was I possibly doing out here in California? That's when they made the plane reservations and came out here.
So they thought you were getting ready to leave.
I don't know what they thought I was about to do. But they wanted to find out. I rather suspect that they wanted to get in here and pretend to be a potential buyer, talk to me, chat me up, take a look around, and figure it out for themselves.
Amazing. Our borders are wide open. The dollar's being devalued. Our society's falling apart. And there are giant teams of feds running around going after escort service owners. Yeah, that's what's going on in our country. Stay there. Thanks for the call, Fred. More calls for our guest at 1-800-259-9231.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com, or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Why the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like dinosaurs. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your home gardener is gonna be against the law. Well, it's a night. Yeah.
back.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
All right, Deborah. Jean Palfrey is our guest. Goes by Jean Palfrey. She's a big D.C. madam. Made all these headlines. And, again, this is the feds going after somebody for something that they're in, that a large portion of the leadership publicly engages in. I mean, Barney Frank, ladies and gentlemen, in the late 90s was caught in Maryland running underage male prostitutes. We're talking hardcore felonies, stuff he should be in trouble for, out of his three-story townhouse. Now that is serious business. But, oh, he came right out of a press conference. He said, if this isn't dropped right now, the government's going down. And they went, oh, because, you know, we all know about the true leadership, what they're really into. In fact, this list that Palfrey has would be the who's who if she ran a male brothel. But it's not. So it's, I guess, more the functionaries that were, and some senators that were involved in this. It's just off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we have a caller that disagrees, and I have a rule. People that disagree go to the head of the line as long as they're nice. But before we go to Jeff, Mike, DJ, and many others that are holding, our guest will be with us 20 minutes to the next hour. Gene, we were talking during the break, and you were saying that finally that you're starting to get in contact with media that doesn't censor you, and you're finally now able to talk about what's really going on here and not just, you know, the watch list of who's going to be outed next.
That's true. Finally, the tide is turning that people are starting to ask, why is this happening? What's going on here? Why is it this woman and this woman alone? Why no one else? Do you know that my federal public defender, who was my criminal attorney before I was appointed, Mr. Preston Burton, told me that in his 16 years, and he is the chief federal public defender for the District of Columbia, 16 years in Washington at that office, he has never seen a case like mine. Nor have any of his colleagues.
There's something going on here. Well, I mean, let me just ask you in your gut. My gut, and by my gut, the history I've studied, and you could never be sure, tells me there's some type of black op going on here. You were saying your lawyers and others do believe that as well. Or do you think, what's the chance? You know, 50-50, it's a black op versus young idiots? Or did the young idiots do this and then trigger a black op? I mean, what do you think's going on?
I think there was something going on. There was a very good reason why I was being watched and not touched for quite a while. I think they panicked. They came out here to find out what was going on. I don't think that they expected to do what they did. Then we had the stupidity of these young kids come in, and they triggered this entire mess. That's what I think. There is something serious at the core of all of this. What that is, I don't know at this point in time, but something happened. And something was going on behind my back with this agency. And when I made all these aberrant moves, selling my house, closing the business, wiring the money, that's when they panicked a little and came out here to find out what was going on.
So something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Oh, you bet.
All right, we'll be back in 70 seconds. And we're going to go directly to Jeff in Canada, who disagrees with something. You go to the head of the line, then Mike in Rhode Island, DJ in Illinois, and many, many others, 1-800-259-9231, specifically on this subject. And it's a wide subject and a very important subject as we turn over the rocks. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into the third and final hour. Our guest will be leaving us in about 20 minutes, and I'm going to continue with calls. I'm going to get more into the international news. Some economic news is taking place. These daily, sometimes three, four times daily, announcements on different fronts of the presidency being supposedly above the law. It's never before been seen. Even during the Civil War, the president didn't say it was above the law. So we are definitely in the twilight zone here. Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, one of the biggest stories of the last 10 months, is our guest. We're honored to have her. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Canada, who I'm told disagrees with something. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Jean.
Good afternoon.
I have 2 points. Thanks for taking my call. The first point is the world's going to hell in a handbasket, as we all know, and we're talking about prostitution in politics. This is the oldest institutions in the world.
Hold on, let me stop you. We haven't made it clear here. That's the whole point of this. They have violated her constitutional rights. They've grabbed her assets. They've done it through anti-terror auspices. This can affect anybody, whether you're running a car dealership or a restaurant. Okay, this stuff's going on everywhere, and that's the whole point. Is they're a pack of hypocrites? So we'd be this is a story just like we do every day here about what's happening to individuals. Okay, keep going.
Let me finish my point, please. Thank you very much. I totally disagree with you and your caller. The mob shakes down businesses all the time, as do the police. This is no different. I think that Ms. Palfrey needs to go back to Thomas Jefferson and finish her law degree. I'm disturbed that you would openly recruit female students from local universities for your business. And you've had prior legal problems, Ms. Palfrey, including a restraining order from her former boyfriend in 1989 and a 1990 arrest for prostitution. When you're involved in these types of businesses, this is the type of activity that mobsters and gangsters in the government will be attracted to, and they will try to shake you down, obviously, and this is what's obviously going on. I don't think this should surprise anybody.
Let me talk. We're not saying that this surprises anybody. We're here because it's a big national case, and the government is being hypocritical. And so the attitude of just accepting that gangsters run the society, and so that somehow we're wrong to be talking about this, really shows a nihilistic view. Now you sound like an articulate person. Boil down what your particular axe to grind is with her, or some personal thing that's happened to you in life that you're now psychologically attaching to her. I mean, what's the whole point here?
Well, there's nothing like that at all, but I appreciate the attempt to try and misalign.
No, there is no attempt. You talk like a lawyer. I want to know what axes you got
behind. The fact of the matter remains that your guest has spent a number of years trying to complete a law degree. I would suggest that she go and complete that.
Yeah, that's an ad hominem attack on somebody, implying and trying to impeach her, claiming that she is a wash-up or somehow a failure. Everyone hears exactly what you're saying, and don't play mind games. Ms. Palfrey, you got any comments?
Let me just address the law school degree. I have a 4-year degree in pre-law. I did go to law school for a year, and I do have an MBA in international business, so I don't think I'm a bit of a wash up there. Regarding
I called you a wash up. I didn't call you a wash up.
Oh, well.
Don't just put some words in my mouth
Put him on hold. He condescendingly, like the snake in the Jungle Book, went, I suggest you continue. I suggest you try. I mean, don't cast those stones and claim you didn't throw them. Go ahead.
Well, also, regarding the age of the women that I hired women ages 23 to 25 years of age and up. I did not solicit young girls specifically for the very reason he's implying. And most of the women actually were in their mid to late 20s, 30s, and some even into their 40s.
I'm going to give Snake Man the final word on the other side on this and then take more calls. Gene, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking with Gene Palfrey, and we're taking your calls right now. We're about to go to Mike and DJ Rodney Clayton and others. We've only got it for about 15 more minutes here or less. Real fast, Jeff in Canada, finish up your operation there.
Thanks, Alex. Name calling won't dissuade me or distract me from my point. Referring to me as Snake Man as you went out of the as you went out to the break there.
Okay.
Anyway,
say how to Shere Khan.
Dirty politicians and prostitutes need to get right with God. Your moral compass is all over the place. Second point, Alex. Don't tell your callers to buy food. Because the first thing that the spooks do is they go to the database where all these people buy food, and they determine where people have stored food. And the first thing when they declare martial law is they go out to these houses that have weapons and caches of food, and they seize them, and they make public examples of these people. That's it. And by the way, you have a great show. I have enjoyed your show. You woke me up to the New World Order. I just think this is a major distraction.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, Alex. That's
listen, I appreciate, sir, I appreciate your call. You know, that's ridiculous. I told my listeners, and we're going to run back to Gene in a minute. I told my listeners 5, 6, 7 years ago to do what I do. Okay, whatever I say to people that I think they should do is what I believe they should do. Get a small piece of property out in the country. I don't care if it's in the desert. As insurance, and I also have regular insurance too. Have some storable food. Have some firearms. Know how to use them. I tell women, go out and take a gun course, you know, protect yourself from predators. I tell people to buy gold at $300 an ounce. It's gone over 700. It's at 6 something right now, and the dollar's been devalued by 57% since then. I mean, the stuff I come up with is no brainer. Okay, and if you start giving in to don't own guns, you'll be in a database, or don't have storable foods, they'll come get it from you. No, the government doesn't have the power to go get everybody's guns and food. They shut off the food and water, like New Orleans, and they make you come in for help. Okay? So, I mean, that totally wrong in your philosophy there, too, sir. Gene, you want to comment on anything he was saying?
Well, I see these kinds of comments on the Internet from time to time. And I tend to believe you didn't hit the nail on the head when you said that this really has more to do with him and his perhaps insecurities about whatever in life, women, whatever, than it has to do with me and my particular situation. Many of the things he said have been greatly skewed and greatly taken out of proportion. The example here about the women in the Diamondback newspaper, that is a University of Maryland college newspaper, and I, for a very short period of time, advertised for graduate level age and above, which is 22, 23 and above.
Well, look, regardless, we're having a discussion here about the police state and about
right.
hypocrisy.
Right.
And you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm tired of people that get so pious and so worshipful of themselves that they won't even talk to tax collectors or prostitutes, but that's all that Jesus hung around with. So, I mean, I've just had enough of it, enough of the holier than thou. You know, we all of us have got problems. None of us are perfect. The point is we're talking about hypocrisy here.
That's correct. That's correct. There's not one of us who can't have their life, if examined under a microscope, just ripped apart in one fashion or another.
Exactly. That's why I'm not here judging. In fact, I mean, I don't think people should go to jail for using drugs. Not that I think drugs are good. I say don't use them. They're bad. But I mean, then Limbaugh says send everybody to prison who uses drugs. It turns out he's on drugs. He doesn't go to prison. You know, I mean, I want people to live by the standards they put out. That's the whole point here.
That is.
Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are we doing today?
Good.
I haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. Yeah, I just wanted to know, does this go to the Grove, you figure?
Well, I mean, we know they bring in...
Case?
Well, we know they bring male prostitutes in there. It's going on right now in Northern California, but no. Have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove?
Me? No, I have. No, I have not.
Yeah, that's north of San Francisco. It's an elite retreat where the mainly Republican leadership goes to frolic. But
well, maybe that's why I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. Mike, anything else?
Just one more thing. It's a little different subject. Did you see the alert that Hal Turner put out?
No, I didn't.
Basically, somebody gave him a document that they say came from the military. Talks about they're preparing for an insurgency in this country.
Sir, that's admitted. I mean, we have a big article up on PrisonPlanet.com about that right now. I mean, that was in PDD 51. That was in John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, that's coming up later in the show. Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to DJ in Illinois. You're on the air, DJ.
Okay. Number one, I come pretty much from the same point of view that you are, Alex. I don't have anything good to say about prostitution and many other things. But something comes to mind about someone named Hitler going after those classified as undesirables to set precedents. And a court precedent completely obliterating due process, where the average person would say, well, I'm not going to do anything about it, is what comes to, one of the things that comes to mind.
Yeah, they're using anti-terror provisions on her when she has nothing to do with terrorism.
And I'm also wondering if originally they were either looking for somebody amongst clients or whatever to out or keep handy to out for a new media circus.
Oh, whenever, there's no doubt that
whenever Cheney decided he needed another diversion for one of his stunts.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, going back 50 years, especially in D.C. and Maryland, I mean, this has been congressional hearings. They have agents and people, and it's such a big business, they even have PIs doing it and then giving the data to the agencies, Defense Intelligence, CIA, and 50 others you haven't heard of, folks. And they shadow, you know, these normal operations and then are collecting the data there. That's just basic blackmail intelligence.
Yes. A couple of the things that popped in my head. And I don't think this is kind of, you know, all you have to do is think.
By the way, Gene, pop in any time with comments, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I think the points that are being made are absolutely correct.
Well, a couple other ones that have popped into my head is this idea of dragging all of this out. These people are not only power mad, they are insane, they're paranoid, they're schizophrenic. And the list could go on.
No, you're right. I got to jump. I appreciate your call. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah. Saturday I was reading in the Washington Post that one of the young ladies that was involved in one of the professional ladies of leisure there with Miss Jean, that she turned up dead. They claimed that she committed suicide, but based on what I heard Jean say about the profile that she used to recruit her girls, these ladies are very, very stable, very strong-minded individuals. So I just don't believe that this young lady named Brandy Britton committed suicide. And I agree with you, Alex. It sounds to me like this was a black operation that turned sour.
Well, remember right before 9/11 how they found the young age bones in the woods?
Yeah, but I'd like to hear what Gene has to say about this girl. I don't believe she committed suicide. And what else can you tell us about her situation? Because they're saying she committed suicide, but I don't believe that.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of speculation whether or not it was suicide or homicide. Brandy worked for me a few years back when she committed suicide or was murdered, whatever the case may be. She was not in my employ and had not been for a year or so.
Brandy, would you say she was stable?
Yeah, I do remember her. She was a college professor. She had a PhD in sociology.
Oh, well, yes, of course she was stable.
Yeah, she was in her early 40s. She was a mother. She had a couple of minor children, perhaps teenage, junior high school age. They came after her. They destroyed her life on a simple prostitution bust. This was a state charge. This was not a federal charge. And they humiliated her. They just ruined her life. And frankly, it was just, I think, more than she could take if indeed she did commit suicide. Now, there are many, many family members who are saying that this is not the case, that she was too strong a person, that she was a fighter, and that she would never have committed suicide. So that is very much up in the air.
And I just want to say this finally. I'm glad that you're exposing these two-faced people in Washington, D.C., like David Vitter and Randall Tobias, and probably the list goes on and on. And I just hope that you don't let these people pay you off and go ahead and expose them for what they really are. And thank you for your time, Ms. Jean, and you too, Alex.
You bet, Rodney. Good to hear from you. Well, look, I mean, she's already dropped the atomic bomb on them. She's already released the numbers.
Yeah, I have, and not to be concerned, I have no intention of letting anyone buy me off or make any kind of a deal with me.
And you're not planning to commit suicide.
And I'm not planning to commit suicide either.
Well, it's definitely crazy times right now. Clayton in Texas, last call that we have time for with our guest.
Alex, thank you so much for the job that you do. I just want to say, Gene, man, my heart goes out to you. More arguments set aside. You have a right to due process. all of us do. You have a right to know what you're being charged for. You have a right for evidence to be presented. You have a right to not have your assets freeze before you have, so you can defend yourself. I run my own business. I pay my taxes. I've got 940, 941s. I got stuff out the wazoo. I can't even hardly keep up with it all. And I do everything that I can to do the right thing, but I know when I go to my P.O. box, I just wonder when I'm going to get the letter that I missed something, and they're going to take everything I've worked my whole life.
No, I mean, they're the mafia.
It's insane. It is out of control, and we need to start standing up for our rights and for our Constitution.
I agree, Clayton. We're out of time. I want to get you back up as this develops. Thank you, Gene Palfrey, for spending time with us. There's a link to your website with more details and the phone numbers. Everybody can help investigate on this on your website. So, again, thank you so much for your courage.
Thank you.
And coming on the show. And should we be looking for any big news to be breaking in the next few weeks?
There's a distinct possibility. There's a distinct possibility. We'll just have to see how it rolls out.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.